You're listening to SBS News.
For many businesses, the peak of Australia's COVID-19 outbreak brought about a significant downturn in revenue, with would-be customers suddenly unable to move freely around their cities. But for Melbourne-based gaming studio League of Geeks, the pandemic has brought about an unexpected boom in revenue. League of Geeks co-founder Trent Custers says the first half of 2020 has been one of their most successful periods.
We've personally seen about 20 to 50% increase in revenue. That's starting to taper off now as I think, you know, people are finding their groove in ISO, but definitely there was large spikes.
Australia is facing a recession, but a gaming industry survey shows 84% of developers are not expecting immediate staffing cuts. League of Geeks co-founder Trent Custers says the extra demand means he is actually recruiting new staff to help develop a new title.
We've really just seen this as another challenge to adapt and move forward with. So we actually don't see too much of a production risk at all. And actually other studios around Australia are actually saying the same thing.
With more than half of the world's population under some form of a coronavirus lockdown or stay-at-home restrictions, it may come as no surprise that millions and millions have turned to gaming to help pass the time. Dr. Stephen Conway is Senior Lecturer and Course Director for Games and Interactivity at Swinburne University. He says video games are even helping people connect with others while in isolation.
Because of social distancing, they feel disconnected from one another in certain ways. So games are not, of course, the answer, but they are a way of ameliorating some of those problems and giving us those psychological needs that we all have.
The gaming boom hasn't only revealed itself in video game sales. Global streaming platform Twitch is reporting a 57% increase in hours spent watching gaming competitions online. Riyad Chakani founded the Gamers Group in 2015 and says there's never been a period like this.
There has been a huge boom in people coming back and playing video games at a much larger rate. With more people turning towards, you know, Twitch and YouTube for their entertainment, they're also turning to us for their content consumption when it's related to video games and esports and the competitive scene.
The only question remaining is, will the industry be able to maintain this pace as restrictions ease? And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.